Acts 17:30 says, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." In May of 2022, we discussed the sad superstition that grips many people every time a Friday the 13th comes around, and we would encourage you to go back and listen to that devotional titled simply Friday the 13th if you missed it or you don't recall. In that devotional, we discussed the unreasonable belief in superstitions like Friday the 13th and how unbiblical such things are. But this time, I want to be more specific about the superstitious idea that when the 13th day of the month lands on a Friday, it bears some dark significance. This superstition begins with the number 13 itself. Now, the number 13 can have certain significance in spiritual matters. I don't deny that. But significance is completely different from having an irrational fear. The psychobabble world has come up with the term triskaidekaphobia to label an abnormal fear of the number 13. Some even refer to this as a morbid fear. But such fear of 13 by professing Christians is contradictory. Dozens of times we're told to fear not and be not afraid of anything other than God Himself. But the Bible does attach a negative connotation to the number 13. It is associated with rebellion and lawlessness. For example, Nimrod is the 13th generation from Ham, and Nimrod was judged by God and believed to be a type or picture of the coming Antichrist. Ishmael was circumcised at age 13, according to Genesis 17:25. He was rebellious and cast out by Sarah for mocking Isaac, the seed of promise. There are 13 mentions in 11 verses of Scripture of the Valley of Hinnom. This was in the Valley of the Giants, or Satanic Nephilim, according to Joshua 18:16. So the Valley of Hinnom, mentioned 13 times in God's Word, was the site of rebellious idol worship among the Jews, with the high places of Baal, and also was the location where rebellious Israelites sacrificed their own children on the fiery arms of Moloch, according to Jeremiah 32:35. So some might also add the fact that in 1 Kings 7:1, it took Solomon 13 years to build his own house, which was followed by the slow descent into apostasy and rebellion. But no biblical reference do we ever see that the number 13 itself caused any of these evil things to happen or somehow brought about such evil. In other words, the number 13 means something. It's associated with rebellion and lawlessness, but the number 13 doesn't cause bad things to happen and is not to be feared. God incorporated the number 13 for purpose of meaning and symbolism, but never declared it to be some sort of power in and of itself. One example is in the offerings made for the days of the Feast of Tabernacles. On the first day of Tabernacles, Numbers 29:13 says that Israel was told, "And ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord, 13 young bullocks, 2 rams and 14 lambs of the first year. They shall be without blemish." The second day, that number decreased to 12 bullocks. The third day, it decreased to 11 bullocks, and so on. Until the seventh day, there would be 7 bullocks sacrificed. There's some debate on the meaning or significance in the number 13 in this passage, but one thing is clear. There was no superstitious fear connected with the offering of 13 bullocks on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And in the future millennial temple, the eastern gates described in Ezekiel 40, verse 11, of being of 13 cubits in length. You might make of that what you will, but by no stretch could that be considered to support fear of the number 13. And the fact that the calendar date on a Friday is the number 13 is also of no real consequence, other than that some people will make it a bad day or spooky day as a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. Bad things happen somewhere every single day, including on Fridays that happen to be on the 13th day of the month. But God is in control every day, so we have nothing to fear. As Proverbs 23:17 says, "Be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long."